Section 150 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser. Read for LibriVox.org by Jill Brennan. Oh. Observe again. Occasionally you ought to read. Of course I am aware. Of course I am putting an impossible case. Of course I cannot be taken to mean. Of course I do not maintain. Of course I do not stop here. Of course I would not allow. Of course, much may be said. Of course, these remarks hold good. Of course, we may, if we please. Of course, you will sympathize. Of one thing, however, I am certain. Of this briefly. Of this statement I will only say. Of this truth I shall convince you by. On a review of the whole subject. On occasions of this kind. On such a day as this. On the contrary, I am assuming. On the occasion to which I refer. On the other hand, it is clear. On the whole, then, I observe. On this auspicious occasion. On this point, I do not mean to dwell. On this subject, you need not suspect. Once again, there are those. Once more, I emphasize. Once more, let me try to put into words. One additional remark. One almost wishes. One cannot decline to note. One concluding remark has to be made. One fact is clear and indisputable. One further word. One important topic remains. One is fairly tempted to wish. One lesson history may be said to repeat. One might be challenged to produce. One of the ancients said, one of the most commonly known, one of the most extraordinary incidents, one of the things I recollect with most pride. One of these signs is the fact. One or two points are made clear. One other circumstance. One other remark suggests itself. One remark I will make. One thing more will complete this question. One thing which always impressed me. One very striking tendency. One word in courtesy, I must say. One word more in a serious vein. One would naturally suppose. Only so much do I know. Opinions are divided as to whether. Or to come nearer home. Or to take but one other example. Ordinarily speaking, such deductions. Others may hold other options. Ought we not to think? Our thoughts wander back. Over and above all this. P. Pardon me if. Perhaps another reason why. Perhaps, however, in speaking to you. Perhaps, however, some among you will be. Perhaps I may be best able to illustrate. Perhaps I ought to say. Perhaps it may be doubted. Perhaps, sir, I am mistaken in. Permit me, frankly, to say. Permit me to add another circumstance. Permit me to bring home to you. Personally, I am far too firm a believer. Pray, sir, let me say. R. Read but your history aright. Recollect, sir. Reflections such as these. Rely upon it. Remember, I do not seek to. Remembering some past occurrences. Returning, then, to the consideration. S. Seriously, then, do I beg you? I shall tell you. Shall we complain? Should there be an objection, I answer. Since, then, it is provided. Since, then, this is the case. Sir, with all my heart I respond. So accustomed are we. So at least it seems to me. So far as I know. So far as my observation and experience goes. So far in general. So I say to you. So it comes to pass. So long as we continue to love truth and duty. So men are asking. So much at first sight. So so much on this subject, so that I may venture to say, so that if you were persuaded, so then ought we also. So, to add one other example, so too I may go on to speak. So when I hear people say, some have insisted, some of you can recall the time, some of you may think this visionary, some of you will remember, someone will perhaps object, some prejudice is attached, some writer has said, sometimes I venture to think, sometimes it may happen. Speaking in this place, startling as this may appear to you, stating only the truth, I affirm. Still another encouraging fact. Still further. Still I cannot part from my subject. Still I have generally found. Still I imagine you would consider it. Still I know what answer I can make to. Still it may with justice be said. Still one thing more. Still we ought to be grateful. Strange as it may seem, strictly in confidence, I do not think. Strictly speaking, there is no such thing. Such a doctrine is essentially superficial. Such are the rather tolerant ideas. Such considerations as these. Such, I believe, would be the consequences. Such illustrations are not frequent. Such, in brief, is the story. Such is steadfastly my opinion. Such is the deep prejudice now existing. Such is the intellectual view we take. Such is the lesson which I am taught. Such is the progress. Such is the truth. Such, sir, I conceive to be. Such, then, is the true idea. Such, too, is the characteristic of. Suffer me to point out. Suffice it to say here, summing up what I have said, suppose we turn our eyes to, surely I do not misinterpret. Surely it is a paradox. Surely it is not too much for me to say. Ending of section 150. This recording is in the public domain.